Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes.
Country music's Gary Allen.
Take off.
Live in concert Thursday, May 15th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guest, Tiger Lily Gold. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Gary Allen with special guest, Tiger Lily Gold, at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Getting off the farm and ranch, maybe enjoying a little bit of time. Today is National Zoo Lovers Day. Who doesn't honestly enjoy going to a zoo? I don't care who you are.
Okay, you and I, it is probably kind of funny, but we go to different areas in the country. We will sometimes take the time to go see that local zoo.
Yep.
My only thing is how do I put this? I want to see the exotics.
Oh, right. I agree.
I don't want to go to a zoo and look at more cows and horses.
Exactly.
There, that's what I'm getting at.
I don't want to see a Highlander cow, you know, stuff like this. I don't want to see a mini pig or a fainting goat because you go nuts over those. But I agree with you. When we go to another location, I want to see something exotic that you probably wouldn't see any other place. When we were at... Where were we at? San Antonio? Yeah, that's where we were.
We went to San Antonio back in February.
And you let me feed the giraffe. I haven't even seen those pictures yet. We had to pay, I don't know how much extra it was. It was a fair amount, I think, just to hold up a few little weeds.
$15, I think, for you to hold one branch that had not even 10 leaves on it to feed this giraffe, and you get a picture with it. But you have always loved giraffes since you were a little kid.
Absolutely. That was one of my favorite animals, if not the favorite animal that I had. When I was a little kid, I was in the exotic animals. Like, I loved a hammerhead shark, and I loved a giraffe. So for me, to feed the giraffe, even at my age, that was super cool.
I'm laughing because, yes, you know he's a Lego fan. He has the giraffe and the hammerhead shark in Lego.
Yep.